I have enjoyed about 7 years of writing articles for The Voice, now known as Pelham Today. I chose to write pieces that would inform and amuse rather than reporting on events and happenings. But as Chaucer put it more than 600 years ago, all good things must come to an end. I did not intend yet to retire from this writing hobby of mine, but, to my misfortune, I was diagnosed with cancer. Consequently, I had to devote time and efforts to, as they say, battle this dreaded disease. Fortunately, my cancer was detected in its early stages and an aggressive treatment program was instituted almost immediately. I did not write this column to seek pity but rather to say goodbye to the producers and readership of this wonderful media outlet. I thank all those who gleefully chose to comment on the wide array of topics published here over the years. I hope these columns sometimes amuse and momentarily distract from less happier interludes. I wish to express my gratitude and admiration to the editor of Pelham's finest news outlet, Dave Burkett. He supported and encouraged me without limits. He introduced me to my own column over the last few years as if I were a real media person. I was very proud and grateful of that appointment. I hope that I added to the character of this publication. Editor's note: absolutely. And the door will always remain open. I reported and did comment in a column or two that my experience with the Niagara Health System, the doctors and medical personnel who treated me, has been truly an exemplary experience. My GP, Dr. Milo, and staff at the Morningstar Family Medicine Clinic have attended to my medical needs beyond measure. I am also so grateful for the presence and rehab treatment programs offered by the Wellspring organization, which is devoted to lifting the spirits of people diagnosed with cancer. We are so fortunate, indeed blessed, to have this resource in our community. Throughout my treatment, I have encountered so many people, young and old, who have been diagnosed with this disease. It distresses me greatly that their lives and the lives of their loved ones have been so mortally injured by the discovery of this unwelcome incursion. On a positive note, there is hope. The advancements in the treatment of this disease have been absolutely amazing. The Walker Family Cancer Treatment Facility attached to the St. Catherine's Hospital is, without exaggeration, a world-class operation and leader in measures to treat cancer patients. We in Niagara are so fortunate to have this clinic in our midst. I am truly grateful for my treatment at this facility. Notably, it attracts those struck by this disease from districts far and wide. It is my sincerest hope that a cure for cancer will soon be found. Meanwhile, we all should aim to contribute to, and support, that effort in any way we can. Do not give up. The medical researchers will succeed in finding a cure. You can bet on that. May each of you enjoy the best of health.